Protecting her children from harm is a mother's basic instinct, but commentator Stephanie Peyrolo has learned it's not always possible.
Last winter, my 16-year-old son was in a car accident. RJ has been in a coma ever since. They say it's a coma, but he opens his good eye and looks at me, and he can sometimes blink to signal yes. That's about all he can do. They say he's still too damaged to be in rehab, so he's at home. Since the accident, I've been watching a lot of television. Changing RJ or stretching out his muscles is more bearable with distraction. I am mesmerized by graphic scenes of crime and death and tragedy. I know why. It's because I can turn the channel. It gives me this illusion of control. I want to turn the channel back to RJ asking me to make him eggs sunny side up the morning of the accident. This time, I say yes. This time, I hear him leaving the house and call out to him that I rented you guys a video. Stay home tonight. This time, he does. RJ was driving alone. He had a brain injury, fractured pelvis, broken ribs, lacerated kidney, and damaged eye, occipital condyle fracture, shearing injury, coup contra coup, TBI. It has become a hideous chant. The accident shattered my delusion that I can arrange for safety and security if I work hard, am careful, and teach my children to be the same. RJ was driving with his seatbelt on, clean and sober, in a car with insurance a mile from home, and he still got hit. If merit and caution were protection, he would be walking in the door, slinging his backpack to the floor and complaining about his honors chemistry final. Before, RJ got straight A's. In November, he played Atticus in the school's production of To Kill a Mockingbird. He wore a seersucker suit he borrowed from my best friend's husband. He had to cut his hair short for the play. He used to get in trouble for having long hair. It's a Catholic school, and the dress code prohibits boys' hair below the collar. Now his hair is long, and he has a full beard. His dog lies on his bed, and his sister Emma reads him her history notes while she's studying. Cole, my son's best friend, has visited almost every day for 5 months. He sits with RJ and watches TV, tells him about his day. Kids come by from school and visit in his room. Sometimes there are 4 or 5 kids in there, talking and laughing. They handle it better than the adults. RJ has to be strapped into a wheelchair to hold his head up. He has a scar shaped like a boomerang at the base of his throat from the tracheostomy, and only one eye works. The other pupil is fixed and round like a black coin. I believe he can get better. The other night, I was stretching his legs and telling him that his brain was healing every day. I asked him to blink if he understood what I was saying. He just looked at me. Well, I said, rotating his ankle, I don't care if you blink or not. I know you hear me, and I know you understand. He looked at me with those big brown eyes and impossibly long lashes, and he blinked and blinked again. Right now, that's all I have.
The comments of Stephanie Peyrolo, who works in advertising in Seattle.